I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With the Syrian influx joining a refugee community of Afghans, Iraqis, Iranians, and Palestinians, competition for resources is fierce in Turkey. Steve Van Valkenburg, Middle East Director for Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, says the partner they're helping is providing for the immediate physical needs. But that's not all.
The difference is that when they give out aid, that the people know that there's somebody there that cares for them, and the workers will pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ, show care, they listen to them.
Meanwhile, this month's death toll in Iraq is over 750. Terrorism continues with bombs and shootings. Christian Kurdish refugees in Iraq have had an especially hard time finding work in the chaos. And that's why Open Doors USA started a microcredit program. If a refugee submits a business plan for approval, Open Doors gives them a small loan for the startup. And it's helping the refugee church flourish in Iraq and reach out to others with their business. And next generation church leaders from Russia got out of their comfort zones to help next generation church leaders in Mongolia. Russian Ministries' Paul Tarkachuk, speaking from Mongolia, was part of that team. See, Russian Christians coupled with 20 ethnic Mongolian Christians to help organize 5 Bible camps. Tarkachuk says 450 Mongolian kids participated.
All of them heard the gospel. Part of the program every day, we had Bible lessons for everyone. Everyone got through the basics of gospel. Some of them came to Christ.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.